The first step is to try to really understand the enemy.
Poor little bee. So, Jean, where is it on this bee there?
Okay, I think if you look even with a naked eye, just to this side of the abdomen.
Yes, oh, on that on the belly there.
Brick red coloured.
Okay. It looks like here it's carrying a football on its stomach.
It's huge. Yeah. It's at least 2 millimetres across.
And you just hang on there and they sort of feed on the...
Puncture the soft tissue and then start
feeding on the bodily fluids.
That's right.
I know from bitter experience, when you find one of those, you're going to be in big trouble because they can pretty much wipe out a colony in a couple of months, really,
can't they?
Very
short time, yeah. Kiss of death, isn't it?
Jean Devonshire uses one of the most powerful instruments in her lab, a scanning electron microscope. She freezes the bee with liquid nitrogen, then coats it with an ultra-fine layer of conductive gold. Now we can view every tiny detail of our enemy.
What we're looking at now, in the centre of the image there, is the actual varroa. And if I focus it a bit finer, we can see the hairs on the body, obviously, very easily there. You can see these sternal plates and the varroa sitting in the centre.
And the head is digging in there, so it's feeding now.
It's probably the varroa knows that if it slides itself underneath these plates, it can actually puncture the soft tissue parts.
The varroa mite arrived in the UK in 1992. Its spread has generally been linked to infected bees being imported around the world. And our bees had no resistance.
Once it's finished munching, it leaves these open sores, which then leaves the bee open to infection. So it's a clever little fiend, isn't it?
It is.